Hey everyone, this is Gaia Bakhmutov. Sometimes your test is passing, but the app looks a little bit weird. For example, we see a list of elements, 1, 3, and there is a weird, kind of thick double border in between. And at first, you might think CSS is wrong, but you have to look at HTML, and sometimes the underlying reason is pretty straightforward to find. So in this case, if we look at the list, we see 3 li elements, and the second one, that's where the text 2 probably should have been, is empty. And because that li element still renders, that's why you have this weird double border between 1 and 3. And if we remove this element, let's say, then the double border is gone. So our test probably should confirm that we see a couple of elements and there are no empty elements, because that seems to be a problem. So I'm going to move the test runner to the left, and I'll have my code editor on the right. So I can say get me all items. And I like query elements or query commands in Cypress because we have built-in assertions. So if this command passes, then I know there are a couple of li elements, because I expect li elements to be there. Then I can say, well, if I filter by pseudo selector from jQuery empty, then, well, right now it exists, right? Because it is found. And if I look closely, I can actually see it highlighting the yellow double border. But I can assert that should not exist, right? The empty elements should not be there. It's a mistake. It's a problem. So we can do something like this. There is something to be aware of. If our HTML actually doesn't render anything, then notice the style get, because it has a built-in assertion existence, right? We'll catch that. So even if we split style get and style filter, right, it will catch the case when there are zero elements. And we can combine the selectors. We can say get me all empty elements and they should not exist. And in this case, this is dangerous because right now we have no li elements and there are no empty elements, right? So this actually might, for example, pass when the application is still loading the data and you check there are no empty elements. Well, there are no elements because it's still loading the data. So this is why I would either split say get and filter query commands, or I could use the combine selector with should not exist. But first I can say, well, there should be some li elements already there. So in this case, notice it shows that they're there and then checks that there are no empty ones. Or if there is some other attribute for you to check to make sure the application has finished rendering data, maybe there is a data attribute loaded, for example, on the body or on the app element, you can check that. In this case, I'll just use get items li. So this is how you can detect empty items on your page and confirm they should not be there, so that the test catches that mistake.